Good morning, everybody. My name is Carmela Stokes. I'm a regional coordinator from the Maryland market. I've been in ACN for about 2.5 years, and it has been one fantastic journey. It's always a pleasure and an honor for me to do the Mojo. And I think that the thing that I love the most about it is I get to share with you some of my thoughts and some of the things that matter to me, and I hope they matter to you. What I want to talk about today is a subject that I have been working on personally for my own personal development, and I called it Words Do Matter. So I'm going to talk about something that we all do. We speak words. There is tremendous power in words, but how we use words determines our reality. Words matter. Words manifest. Words birthed from our thoughts become sounds we utter that turn into actions, which determines our character and results in our destiny. All of this from words. It's so amazing what is created from the word. As stated in the Bible, it all began with the word. Yet most humans never realize just how words create their destiny or how to unleash the power of words to create an incredible lifestyle. To most, it's simply talk or popular expressions. However, manifestation of the word is a law that respects no one. The power of words can make dreams come true or create unpleasant situations. In order to manifest the incredible power of words to our betterment, one must be mindful of what we say. We've all experienced anger and expressed it with harsh, hurtful words at times. We call it giving someone a piece of our mind, letting them have it, having a sharp tongue, or believing we have a right to say whatever is on our mind. But not so fast. My mama used to say, "Many a word is better left unsaid," quote unquote. I didn't know what she meant with that saying until I got older. Once you say it, you cannot take it back. You can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. It's going to land upon the other person and can hurt them. It may not occur to us that whatever comes from our mouth will return to us tenfold. It can take hours, or it can take years to manifest, but it's coming back, guaranteed. There's a wonderful book that I would like to recommend written by Ms. Sherry Brown. It's called Mind Your Mouth. Sherry really goes biblically deep into the power of the word and how it affects your life. I've borrowed a few messages from her book for this Mojo. First, she says, stop speaking what you see. We've all done it. We see things, we form opinions about it, and report what we think we see. We believe we have great perception and are experts because we know what we're talking about. Not so fast. When we speak what we see, we are calling those things into our own existence. We are giving those perceptions power over our own lives because we believe things that are not as though they are. In our head, it's real. But we have a lot of things in our head we may not or should not speak about. If we have an audience or a social media platform, we sometimes set out to convince others about what we think when things don't turn out in our favor. We act like victims and blame everybody and everything but ourselves. We must realize we are the creators of our circumstances, and what we say becomes what we live. Second, she says, stop negative sayings. Before I learned about this powerful message, I lived by the thoughts and words of others and had lots of popular sayings in my mind. My parents often said, when it rains, it pours. I just can't get a break. I just can't get nowhere. As soon as I get a few dollars, something comes and takes my money away. Money is the root of all evil. I know we've all heard that. This one, God protects babies and fools. The Lord only puts on you what you can bear. Being poor is humbling. My house is under attack. My money is short this month. It is what it is, and that's one I really don't like. The problem is we say these things so much we start to believe them. Nothing could be further from the truth. These are negative thoughts, which are just as powerful as positive thoughts. And because we believe and speak those negative thoughts repeatedly, they begin to manifest and it seems real. Just speak what you want and whatever you desire will manifest. Be intentional with your words and very clear about what you want. Just ask. It will happen. The Bible says, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Third, bless your finances. Money is not the root of all evil. You earn the money, so why call what you work for evil? You need to see your money in a strong, positive way. Having money makes for a good life, and it is something to be grateful and thankful about. Commit to never say anything negative about your money or your financial situation. Say only positive things so you can attract more money and always express your thoughts and always express your thoughts and gratitude for whatever you have, and it will show increase. One thing I've learned is whenever I pay a bill or write a check to a charity, I say, thank you. I say, I'm grateful because I have the money to pay the bill and I have the money to give to the charity. So believe in financial abundance. I used to say, I don't want to be rich. I just want to be comfortable. I didn't know how close being comfortable is to being in poverty and in lack. It's a very thin line, y'all, and you won't even hear me. You won't ever hear me say that again. Fourth, bless your health. This is where we really need to be positive. We say things against our health in jest, thinking it just sounds cute. It's just the same. We don't really mean it. But we are making our own health problems by the things we say. Stop saying something is going to give you a heart attack. Stop saying something is a pain in the neck or someone is a pain in my neck. Those two boys, Arthur and Ritus, are making my joints ache. I probably won't live to be old anyway. My feet are killing me. This job is killing me. My kids will be the death of me. So on and so on. Those are all negative statements that will manifest inside your body. Believe that your body is one magnificent instrument, perfectly and brilliantly made, and keep it loved and healthy. And it heals itself once we stop saying negative things about it. In conclusion, be impeccable with your words. Control your tongue. If you have a negative thought, erase it and replace it with a positive thought. If you speak words that you regret saying, instantly replace those words with strong, positive words and repeat the strong, positive words over and over and over. Make it a habit to just say positive things all day long. While you cannot take the words back, you can make positive statements to override the negative words. Practice being positive, as habits are not always easy to break. It takes a lot of practice, awareness, and patience to break those negative habits, but it's worth it. And I'm going to tell you, it's a challenge because now that I've opened my mind to all the negative thoughts that I have throughout the day, it's a lot of work. So I have a lot of work to do. So ever since I've kept a journal of thanks and gratitude, my life has changed tremendously. Your life will change dramatically too, and you will be happier and have more joy, peace, and abundance if you start changing your thoughts to positive thoughts. And this is one of the best lessons that I've ever learned, and I know I'm still a piece of work in progress. Thank you for listening to me. It's been so wonderful to share with you this magnificent morning, my message. I pray each of you have a powerful, wonderful, and successful day. Take care, be blessed, and I love you. Bye-bye.